I have the power.
What did I just do?
Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get the show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
Mike, the feverish Fanero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
And FF underscore spaceman.
And he's trying to trick me by supporting vacated targets as if they're a real thing.
David Wright. The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
They come. Wait, see.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever, episode 202. We are recording this on the first day of winter, December 21st. We are going to do our Christmas vacation jelly and pool game with the Feverish Fanero and Dave Wright. We're also going to be giving out some gifts this week off of our stocking stuffers and Cole. The NFL has given us a gift to dig into this with, though. We like to celebrate our fortunes this time of year, Christmas, and we should help the less fortunate as much as we should. But then there is fantasy football and Urban Meyer getting fired, and I am here as always with the Feverish Fanero and the Spaceman himself. Are you excited to see what this does to this team and Trevor Lawrence, Chenault, James Robinson, unleashed? How are we feeling about this?
I'm feeling a little weird that Urban Meyer paid a fan to run onto the stands to try to stop James Robinson from scoring again on the field. That was just, you know, the Urban Meyer hangover was still there. But no, I can't believe it's been, doesn't that feel like that was 3-4 weeks ago, a month ago? Just how much craziness has happened with the playoffs and everything. But yeah, no, I am excited. Yeah. James Robinson being treated like the running back he is. I mean, and hopefully this just helps. It's just ridiculous when you have that great of a prospect in Trevor Lawrence and to have him start his NFL career in that kind of environment with the stories that were coming out, obnoxious. And let's just hope it doesn't have any long-term effect.
Yep, I agree. And with that said, I want to unwrap this present and see how it all shakes out. But I don't want to get too excited too quickly for a team that's already in such turmoil. But man, you have to think that this team seems kind of excited and they probably have something to prove. Feverish, is that kind of how you're feeling on this situation? Or what are you going to be watching for?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is Trevor Lawrence. I think he just, it just tells you how much coaching matters, right? I think we don't talk about that enough in fantasy. And the fact that the Jaguars organization made that move as quickly as they did, meaning like the season wasn't even over into a contract that was still, the ink wasn't even dry yet, tells us that, you know, they fully felt like they made the wrong decision. But this game didn't really translate much, but I'm also thinking that, you know, we're not looking at the new head coach yet. And it just gives me a lot of hope for next year, for sure. This year to me is pretty much gone for Trevor Lawrence. I don't really see a whole lot there to look at. I'm not hoping anything for LaVisca, but it was nice to see Robinson for sure. Teams that had him that were going into playoffs for him were trying to figure out, do I start the guy or not, which is rough. Like, it just doesn't seem like that should even be a choice. So I predicted a bounce back week for him. I was really happy to see it.
And firing him up week 16.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited to see how it shakes out.
Me too.
And the best part about Robinson last week is you didn't have to get cute at all. The way that your depth charts were and who you had to choose from, there was no doubt. If James Robinson was on your team, you were starting him, which was just a good feeling. No decisions had to be made there.
Yeah. I don't mind that a bit, man. That was an interesting week. The teams you had bye weeks on, you were so glad. Like, take Predators, for example, where I'll be playing up against Feverish Fanero himself this week. And what could be, you were the champ in 2019. I was the champ 2020. And now we're going head to head in the championship round this week. Rookie Fever bringing it home in the,
it's already the championship
for the third year in a row.
No, it's not championship yet. It's the, we'll call this the semis, right, Swags?
Oh, it's not over?
No. So you had a, you didn't get a bye straight through to the championship. You had a great season and all, but I don't think they give those kind of byes out. Yeah, you're going to have to. Yeah, we're both going to have to. One of us obviously is going to make it to the finals, but only one of us.
That changes things a little bit.
Changes things a lot.
If you guys win Predators, they're going to rename it to Rookie Fever, right? It's not going to be Predators anymore. It's Rookie Fever.
We'll have to see how it goes. I'm going to talk to him and see if we can just make this the finals or something. But I don't think we have that kind of poll. But still the same. I am glad I didn't have to fire up a lineup in that league last week because I would have done awful.
Well, you would have been swiftless. So I think next week you might get him back.
Christmas Vacation. Dave, have you watched Christmas Vacation now? Have you finished the entirety of the movie?
I haven't watched it since. Oh, my. I haven't seen it since we last had this conversation.
Oh, but you've watched it at least one time all the way through in your lifespan?
I'm pretty sure. I've seen bits and pieces of it at all, but I'm pretty sure I've sat down and watched the whole thing from start to finish.
And he doesn't know what Castle Grayskull is also.
He knows now. That's important.
That's something from Rugrats, right?
Yes, Castle Grayskull is from Rugrats.
That's where Raptar lives. Raptar.
So, Christmas Vacation, we're going to be playing off Clark's bonus a little bit. For anybody that hasn't listened, I went back and listened to last year's episode. I found some flaws, guys, and I'm going to try to fix them. And I don't know if you'll like it.
I'm nervous. What were the flaws?
So, as you guys know, we're going to put five people into your pool, which is what you want. And then you're going to have four jellies, which is what you don't want. That's what Clark ended up getting. And then you have the opportunity to trade three players in the pool. In the past, you have known who was in the pool before you got the opportunity to hear that trade card.
Ooh.
I think maybe that gives you an unfair advantage. And at the moment your player goes in the pool, you will have to decide if you would like to trade or not.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. You're not going to tell us who our five players are until the end?
So, for example, we'll do the first player.
Mm-hmm.
And you hypothetically want him in the pool. And at that point, I'll be like, are you sure? Are you sure that you want that player in your pool?
So that's my opportunity. Sure. That's my opportunity to trade is when you asked me that last question.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
And you could possibly miss out on your trades if you don't. So nice. That's the
tense
point.
Tense. Okay.
I just think it's been a little too easy at the trade points. And I think we even almost talked about it within the shows.
I think you're right. Well adjusted. So,
these guys are going to be working on this together. I don't know how they're going to. I didn't give them any time to work this out, how they're going to work as a team. I'm going to sit back and have fun. This player is averaging, Dave, don't care about yards per carry. 4.6 yards per carry, second among all rookie running backs. Would you like this player into your pool or into your jelly?
To me, are we working together?
We're like, working together, so we can talk this out, Dave.
4.6 yards per carry.
Who do you think this player is?
Second highest yards per carry amongst rookie running backs.
So my thought is that Swags is leading us not to water, but to a desert without water on this one, because 4.6 yards per carry sounds good. Second in the league amongst rookies sounds good. So I think he's going to wind up being like some middle guy that we're not going to be super happy with. And we're not going to be upset, but I think we're not. Do you have an idea who you think it might be?
Yeah, there's a few players it could be. It could be, I think,
there
Javonta
are a few
Williams.
Players it could be.
I think Javonta Williams is around there. I think Elijah Mitchell's around there. I don't know who else is around there, but.
Well, we would clearly take either of those players.
I'm sure there's players that I don't like. Is there a carry minimum?
No.
In this?
That's he'll instantly tell you no there.
So that's our only thing that we can choose
that's
from.
That's what I mean.
Reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I usually play this with psychology, not numbers.
In this, there may be a minimum. There may not.
Oh, yeah. There could be five carry minimum. So, Spaceman, I'll let you make the choice here, but I'm leaning towards saying I don't want this
pool
player.
Or jelly.
And we could always trade for it if we wanted to, correct?
trade back to it? I think we're
you could or no, you could trade if you potentially were to put this player into your pool, you would have the opportunity to maybe trade.
Okay. But no, that opportunity comes before we even know the name of the player, correct?
I think that might be fun.
So that so Dave, it's not really.
And we get to keep. There's going to be four players or five players in our
five.
So if it was Elijah Mitchell or Javonta Williams, Javonta Williams, I might want my pool, but I think I could have four better players or five better players in my pool with Elijah Mitchell. So I'm okay to pass.
I'm okay to pass.
The player you put into your jelly was Elijah Mitchell.
Nice.
Good job, Dave. I mean, assuming you guys don't want Elijah Mitchell, that is.
We just know that there's better rookies out there. Our pool is reserved for the elite.
You remember, Clark had a crappy boss that gave him jelly as a bonus. You have no idea what's next. You have no idea.
This is very true.
I like how you start. You came in hot with the yards per carry off the front. We're out to start.
Came in hot.
This player is tied for the best catch rate among eligible players. I believe that's like, I think eligible is probably at least like 10 games played. And I don't know what the qualifiers are here, Dave. I know that's what you want to know.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's
so this player is tied for the best catch rate in the NFL.
I think catch rate means nothing. I don't want to pass twice in a row though, Dave. But I feel like catch rate means almost nothing.
Unless you're talking about Gabriel Davis, then
we're talking about rookies only, Mr.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying some like
rewinds in here, Finero.
There are. Did you say that up front?
What a nice little nugget.
I said everything. Where have you been?
I'm playing that fucking shit back.
Yeah. Play last year's, play the year before's, play the
Oh my God, it's always been rookie rewinds.
There's nothing new here for you this year, like except you're playing with Dave. You get five instead of four. Normally you'd get 4 and 4.
Yeah.
And normally you would know who's in your pool before you had to choose if you're trading or not.
Oh no, Dave, I don't like the catch rate thing.
I'm passing on catch rate.
We're passing again.
AJ Dillon into your pool.
Okay.
Oh, he was a rookie. Oh, I thought we were going to have a hint that it wasn't a rookie. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. If it was a rookie rewind, I might have changed my mind, but I'm okay with AJ Dillon.
See, I just hit the rewind button.
I was afraid it was like Nico Evans or something.
Get ready, Dave.
Or Chris Evans.
Antenna's up. Okay. Antenna's up.
This particular player is a third year wide receiver this year. That he's playing in. He played 13 games his rookie year. He started 4. He was targeted 71 times. He had 49 receptions for 605 yards his rookie season in 2019.
Jerry, no. Yeah.
13 games played.
No.
4 starts.
This season or his rookie season still?
His rookie season.
Okay.
Mind you, you've already put two players into your jelly.
Yeah, I know.
You don't want to fill it up too quick.
Yeah, we're going to blow up the game.
He had 500 yards his rookie season.
605.
That's nice. It's real nice. I'm leaning towards keep.
We have mentioned this player and what he did his rookie season as something we look for.
I mean, Finero, if you want to play the psychology game, go for it.
His rookie season.
It's a wide receiver.
He is a third-year wide receiver.
He's begging us not to pick this guy. So that's like really weird.
I might be begging you to take him.
Well, I think you are because we're going to blow up the game if we keep putting people in jelly. So.
Well, you can always trade him.
Yeah. I think, Dave, let's just keep the game rolling. Let's grow a set and put them into the pool. We have nobody in the pool. It'll evoke trades if we're not happy.
It will definitely put somebody into your pool. Either way.
Yeah, I mean, Federal, if you want to chat, 600 yards.
Oh, is this the opportunity for us to trade that guy?
You can trade him once he's in your pool.
Oh.
Did you put him in your pool?
Yeah, screw it. He's in our pool.
No, you know what? I bet it's...
Oh.
No, I want him.
You want him.
So do you want to trade him?
Now we want him in our pool.
A, B, or C? You don't want to trade?
We want him in the deep end.
All right.
I think it's like Marquise Brown or something.
Panero, any guesses?
No.
Hunter Renfro.
Okay.
Nice over little AJ slot Dillon. Receiver for you. Over A.J. Dillon and Elijah Mitchell.
Shucks.
Yeah.
And you could have traded.
We could have. Yep. Sorry, Panero.
No, that's on me.
Yep. All right, this next one. One of these players is going in your pool, whether you like it or not. And one of these players will be in your jelly, whether you like it or not. So, would you like the running back that has 392 yards or the wide receiver that has 392 yards? Both relative to their position. So, the running back is 392 on the ground and the wide receiver is 392 through the air.
I'm going to take the wide receiver.
So 392.
Yeah, because that could be Rondell Moore. That could be Bateman. But 392 as a running back is going to be, well, I don't know, Gainwell. Like I want the running. I want the wide receiver.
I don't want the wide receiver.
You don't want it.
Nope.
Shit. All right, he's pretty strong on that, and I fucked up the other one. Give us the running back, Swags.
Okay, so you're taking the running back.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs.
You are putting Kadarius Toney into your pool.
Oh, there you go. That's making
now with that running back. Would you like the opportunity to trade him, or do you want to keep him in your pool?
I'll trade him.
Yeah, I'm down for trading.
A trade. We've got our first trade. So A, B, or C, guys?
C all the way. Not even close.
Dave, you good with C? C.
All right, sure. I like his affirmative.
This rookie has 27 receptions, 42 targets, 288 yards.
No. Well, we don't have a choice.
27 receptions?
I apologize. This rookie, Rewind, has, yes, Dave, 27 receptions, 42 targets.
From what year was it rewound?
288. 2020. Just one.
2017. Do we still have, I want to make sure I understand. Do we still have a choice between the running back and this player?
You're either going to get this player or the running back in your pool. You're right. Trading either that running back that all you know is how many yards he had, which was 392.
Yep. I don't want Khalil Herbert.
Oh, did you look it up?
Well, I mean, I only have guesses here, but 392
that's
for running backs?
It is, yeah. So do you want him or this wide receiver?
I can't even think that far back.
Like, I'm gonna let Dave pick. I'm the one that picks C.
I don't know.
Oh no, is it gonna be Rager?
I don't know. Well, I don't know because it could be anyone. Yeah.
Do you want Herbert?
No, I don't. Do you want Herbert, Panero? This is harder with these rookie rewinds. I'm thinking I'm going rookie against rookie, and all of a sudden, rewind.
I'm putting Tyler Johnson in your pool for you.
Panero, this is not going well. This is harder than it was last year.
For somebody like Panero, it might. Once you trade for Godwin, Tyler Johnson might be somebody you want to look into this weekend and throw him into your wide receiver slot. Not to mention, I mean, Godwin might not be around for the long haul. Like, Tyler Johnson could be somebody that is uber cheap right now. Still the same. So
we need some playoff points. So
you guys made your first trade. I hope you feel good about it.
Nope.
No.
This next player has the longest reception among qualifying NFL running backs. The longest reception running backs.
And this is not a rookie rewind.
He's a little late to that button, isn't he?
I'm just having too much fun.
What year is this?
2020.
I'm leaning towards taking him.
Fanarama all out of whack. So
this I've been screwing us. We got Hunter Renfrow and Tyler Johnson. It's my fault.
All right, that was your fault. I feel really good about this. You guys just put Jonathan Taylor into your pool.
Yeah,
I thought it was Jonathan. My guess would have been Jonathan Taylor.
Him in there for you and help you out a little bit on that one.
That's okay. He'll carry Tyler Johnson.
He might have to carry your whole damn team.
Don't talk so negative on Hunter Renfrow.
This next rookie has the best catch rate among qualifying wide receivers.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Rookie Whatever Rewind?
That, he qualified.
Yeah, we should just have to ask. Rookie Rewind?
Nope, he's a rookie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Best catch rate among qualifying. A real rookie.
Yep.
Well, I already know who that
Waddle,
is.
Because right?
No, it's not Waddle because it's Rondale Moore has like a negative 4,000 target depth. So it's Rondale Moore.
What, do you want him?
You want to put him in your pool then?
That's the bigger question. Do you want him?
Yeah, I want him, but maybe there's some. There could be a freaking Jamar Chase on the other side. And
there's going to be.
I feel like that's what Swags has lined up here for us as a treat.
All right, we're putting him in the freaking Jelly of the Month Club. Swags is in the Jelly of the Month Club.
You're going to get rid of Rondale Moore.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
So that means your jelly is full with Elijah Mitchell, A.J. Dillon, Kadarius Toney, and Rondale Moore. And your pool currently has Hunter Renfrow, Tyler Johnson, and Jonathan Taylor.
And we have two more players to get in our pool, or jelly. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
This player has 4.3 yards per carry with his 37 NFL carries.
That could be a quarterback if he only has 47 carries.
It could be.
Fields?
I mean, we got to take him anyway. We can't do anything
about it. Wait. I'm going to do you guys a favor.
Oh, my God. It's a rewind. I love when like our heads are like in one pool of players and then it just gets thrown out and says, no, go back a year.
It's pretty funny.
You like that?
Probably more than I should.
Yeah.
We're going to
know yards per carry from 4 years ago.
You want to keep them, Dave?
4.3 yards per carry.
I think we should.
What year was this?
I think we should keep them.
What rookie rewind year was it, Swags?
That was 2020.
On 37 carries, who were the quarterbacks last year? 2020. Who were the 2020 quarterbacks? I can't even think of them right now.
Herbert, Burrow.
Yeah, let's take him. I figured Burrow is probably Burrow.
Now, at this point, would you guys like to trade this player away? Or would you like to put him into your pool?
He's in the pool.
It's Keyshawn Vaughn.
The worst.
Swags took a lot.
It's a swamp.
A lot of time on this.
This isn't a pool. It's a swamp.
Keyshawn Vaughn.
It's going exactly the way he wants it to go.
Hey, Keyshawn Vaughn only has to get over Le'Veon Bell and Ronald Jones now, baby. It's Keyshawn Vaughn's season.
That is very, very true. Very true. This player has the longest reception, the fourth longest reception in the NFL, qualifying first amongst rookies, and he is an actual for real rookie. So first longest reception amongst rookies, fourth longest in the NFL.
Give us Jamar Chase, baby.
I don't know. He's in our pool.
We have to take him anyway.
He's in our pool. Swag's in our pool.
Would you like to put this player into your pool, or would you like to trade him away?
We would like him in our pool.
That player is Jamar Chase. So, you guys...
Jamar Chase and Jonathan Taylor does make you feel better about this.
You guys might legitimately have to trade Jonathan Taylor and Jamar Chase away, though, just to get, like, your whole team. Like, Hunter Renfrow, though, all jokes aside, great little addition to your team.
Get rid of those Tampa Bay players, and we're good.
Yeah, you say all the time, Spies, you find wide receiver production anywhere, like, where people aren't looking. I'm looking, so we're just following your advice, and we want Hunter Renfrow.
You know, honestly, like, Keyshawn Vaughn's the only real goose egg that you guys have. Like, Tyler Johnson, like, you could find some potential from Keyshawn Vaughn.
Who would we have traded him for, Swags? Like, if we had said, like, hey, trade him, who would we have been our option?
Your other trade options were Dwayne Eskridge and Trey Sermon.
Oh, so wow. You were not set up for success.
Not really.
Yeah, so our goose egg was Keyshawn Vaughn.
If you go back, like in previous episodes, that was part of the problem is the trade cards were too good. So, and I had to change everything up. The one thing I forgot is that Finero probably forgot everything, and I could have done it. I could have used the same exact players from last year, and Finero wouldn't have noticed. But so I was trying to change it up a little bit from last year just to throw everybody off a little bit. So,
well, that was uncomfortable. It felt like I was getting owned on air, which so congratulations. You did it, Swags. You did it.
Your Christmas bonus isn't that bad. It's kind of like you're going to be in your pool, and every now and then there's going to be awkward people that you might want to get out of your pool once they show up. But there's going to be other times where you're really digging it. So,
would we throw Rondale Moore away for Keyshawn Vaughn?
Keyshawn Vaughn.
Yeah, that's the one that hurts. That hurts.
That probably hurts a lot. So, yeah, Elijah Mitchell, A.J. Dillon, Kadarius Toney, and Rondale Moore.
I would like to point out that we have the two best players in any category in our
Absolutely.
Pool. So look at it that way. We have a lot of value in our pool.
You guys didn't do too bad. And you do have the two best players that were available throughout the game. And really, if there was anybody that you guys could have taken just to bring me a little bit of joy, it was Keyshawn Vaughn. So
you mean the one, like take him at the 110 Keyshawn Vaughn?
Yeah. Yeah. So it all worked out. So we've all brought some gifts to the table.
Oh yeah!
Can I ask one more question though about the game? Mm-hmm. Who? What was the yard per carry one again?
That was Mitchell.
Oh, it was Mitchell. Okay.
I believe we.
Yeah, there was a yard per carry one that involved him, and then there was Keyshawn Vaughn.
Okay.
I believe we each have two gifts that we would like to speak about. None of which are rewinds. All 2021 rookies.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? I might do a rewind now. No.
You don't have the button.
I don't have the button.
I'll hit it for you.
No, I don't need it.
You talk rookies without the sounder, and
yeah, I can. I can do presents all from this rookie class for sure. Finero, why don't you go first?
Okay, sure. This is a present that your brother or sister opened, and you thought, "Oh my god, that present's bigger than mine, nicer than mine. Why didn't I have that present?" But it turns out the present that you opened was awful nice too. The overlooked TD machine Pat Freiermuth is my first present from the 2021 class. Somebody that got overlooked because of the great Kyle Pitts. And, you know, everyone on the show still thinks he is great. He is. I'm not downplaying that by saying that Pat Freiermuth is a gift in this class, but boy, was he overlooked and overshadowed by Kyle Pitts, and that's why he's my first choice of rookie fever gifts, Pat Freiermuth.
He feels like a Rock'em Sock'em type gift. You got the Rock'em Sock'em.
Ooh, I like it. 7 touchdowns on the season, guys. That's no joke. He got hit by Christian Fulton with 6 minutes left in last week's game, so hopefully he can see the field because he's in some really nice elite company as far as rookie tight ends and touchdowns. We have, I believe it's Rob Gronkowski in 2010 had 10.
Reports are he drove his family home from that game. Oh, I saw reports. So
that's a good sign.
Nice. Yeah, I would be happy to rip into that present on Christmas morning for sure.
You can't get all big ticket gifts. You can't get all big ticket gifts. You know, Christmas is about, you know, you got to get some solid mid-range gifts.
Absolutely. Dave, what is your solid mid-ranged gift?
So this gift was...
What if we get the same thing?
Possibly. What? Maybe.
I have too many to speak of.
This is hey, look, you're all geeked up for the Red Rifle Pony, whatever the heck it is, the Red Rider
BB gun.
BB gun or the mm-hmm. N64 or the Super Nintendo, you're all jacked up for it, but it's going to be a pair of jeans. And it's going to be a pair of jeans, though, that you're not excited for. You're like, oh, God, you know, whatever. It's okay. It's okay because this is going to turn into your favorite pair of jeans. You were not excited when it fell into your lap in rookie drafts in the end of the first round or like the 108, 109, 110. And that was Mac Jones. Mac Jones, who is leading or who he's either in the top, he's either in the middle or the top 12 basically the middle or higher in every efficiency category among all quarterbacks, not just rookie quarterbacks, all quarterbacks in completion percentage over expected, in adjusted yards per attempt. His ADOT isn't that bad. People want to talk that he's just this dump it off guy. He's got 7.9 ADOT, which is pretty respectable for what people are labeling as this dump down artist. So yeah, he's only got he's like the QB 31 in like points per game, or like the 21 overall or 22 overall in the season. But for what you were expecting from him, he's going in, and especially in Superflex, and the value that he has turned into, he's gone up a tier or two in what people were, how they were originally ranking him in the rookie drafts. And that turns into your fair pair of jeans. Now you don't get excited. You don't tell your best buddy about, oh, I got this pair of jeans when you're like 10, 12, but you get some good usage out of that puppy.
Yeah. I love that. I was hoping to get that too, but I'm not, I'm guessing now. But yeah, and third best completion percentage in the NFL, only behind Tua and Kyler Murray. So having a heck of a season. And like we talked about kind of coming into this season, is he's in a good team situation. Like, I like his future a lot. So I'm excited about Mac Jones. Absolutely. And came at a decently cheap price, and yeah, I dig it.
I had him as the present that you like kind of tossed aside at first, kind of trying to dig into all those other ones. And then like after you opened all the other ones, you're like, well, let me go check this one out again. You look at him like, it's useful. It's actually kind of fun, practical, fun, valuable. I like this one. That's how I kind of had it. I like the jeans analogy though, Dave. That's very nice.
I kind of had a high expectations from Santa and kind of put all my eggs into a couple baskets and went for some big ticket items at this point. I wanted something when I was bored of my other toys and it would be there for me when I needed it. And that has been Javonte Williams. And I'm excited for this guy's future, but running back 11, week 12, RB1, week 13, RB8, 14. This last week slipped a little bit to RB17, but still really respectable. Javonte Williams, I think we mentioned early on in Rookie Fever that this is when he was going to be here for us and possibly a league winner for some people.
He's healthy too. That's that's a big qualifier right now.
Yeah. So give me all the Javonte Williams. Another great matchup this weekend. So I'm pretty stoked. Feverish.
No, I'll stay on brand. This is my Red Rider BB gun guy. Opened. This is the one that you opened up all your other presents before you really were gifted the one you've been asking for all season long, and that's Elijah Moore. Mid second rounder in Superflex, picked after Chase, Waddle, Smith, Bateman, and almost every draft I was in. Usually the fifth or even eighth wide receiver chosen in rookie drafts. Did way more than flash. In seven games between 7 and 13, he was wide receiver 3, just 7 points less than Justin Jefferson in that seven game stretch. Elijah Moore, major present.
Yeah, and that's no joke, guys. Go back and look at some of your rookie drafts, and you'll be surprised. You'll see some with him going around that Diami Brown area, Terrace Marshall, Amon-Ra, I think, was still going a little after those guys. But you'll see him in that area there where, what a freaking bargain. It's almost silly that we let that happen. And I know you were paying up, Feverish. You were giving first for him all day right away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what a bargain. And you traded a share away. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that's the worst, right? Like, not so in a playoff push, I made so many trades. Hold on. So that was straight up. So Elijah Moore, as we all know, most likely isn't going to help anybody in the playoffs. So he's sitting in my IR slot, and I had a trade hit my inbox prior to this week in the playoffs for Godwin. There was another little tiny piece that was associated with that. I think it was Njoku. Yeah. So it was, they wanted my Elijah Moore and my Njoku for Godwin. And it was a very difficult thing for me, but I felt like the thing that kind of pushed me over the hump, a couple things did. One was that I get to use them, right? Can't use Elijah Moore. So that's a big one. But then future is great. Like, he's in his prime. We don't know where he's going to go. So that's probably why he was, that's probably why there might have been like a ease of bye with a Chris Godwin who's having a wide receiver seven season over there in Tampa Bay. But then there's some doubt with him too, right? Where is he going to go? Will he resign? Most likely not. He's going to command probably a lot of money. And then I was rewarded in my big trade with him being out for the rest of the season. But I would like to add that every single playoff that I was in this week that wasn't a bye, I won, including that one. So nice. I'll have to figure it out after Godwin, no doubt, but I'll figure it out.
He was your rah-rah guy. Without him in that lineup, your guys might not have rallied. So
that's what it was. Hey, Godwin had like six catches in the, I mean, he threw up like 12 or 14 points in that short period of time he was out there. I didn't get a goose egg.
So he helped you.
He helped me.
And he's yet to turn 26. And yeah, I know that's a bigger injury. I think, what, torn ACL they said, or is it Achilles?
It's a torn ACL.
So that hurts. 9 month late injury, in the probably season. Misses the first the month. Season. Probably starts the season on PUP, at least camp on PUP.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, it's not, you can't, what, you were expecting he was going to get his knee hit when you trade for him? You really can't. Yeah,
it's rough.
But.
Yeah, I mean,
it's because I really liked that trade for you, and I said, "Yeah, go for it."
You guys know I love Elijah Moore, but there's some doubt there too. Like there's some you can cash in Chris Godwin. That's a win. Like put the injury aside for a minute. That's got to be a win. We don't know what we're going to get out of Elijah Moore and the Jets and Zach Wilson ? There's a lot of there's some doubt there. So, like, to be able to cash out on somebody that Swag had pointed out.
First and Elijah Moore out of Chris Godwin.
Yeah. Salt in the wound.
Dave, did you bring any more presents?
So, this present is...
I want a present.
This present is, you get it, you're really excited about it, you're a nerd. You get it, and you're excited about it, and you're like... Nerd. Oh. I know. Well, yeah, not you. I'm not calling anyone. I'm saying as if in this picture I'm painting, I'm the nerd. And I'm really excited. I'm geeking out about it. I'm having a blast with it all vacation. And I come back and your buddies are like, you get back to school. Like, hey, how's your Christmas? Or they call them on the phone. Hey, how's your Christmas? And they're like, oh, yeah, good, good. What'd you get? And you go, I got Rondale Moore. I'm like pumped about it. I'm looking for high fives. And everyone's kind of just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, why are you so excited about that? You're a loser. He's done nothing. He's got 8 points per game here. And I go, you know what? Just you wait, baby. Just you wait. I'm a nerd now. This Rondale Moore is going to turn into an Apple or a Microsoft computer after I'm just toiling. So I'm crunching stats all offseason, painting this picture for him to come back. So yeah, that's the goal.
Dave, you just got a Sony, like a RCA Discman, like just the RCA, and I got the Sony. And I think Sony kept doing better.
Hey, that's what I'm just saying. That's it.
That's what I compare to. I think of electronics and like when your friends were like excited about a certain brand and then there was another brand that might have even worked just as well. But
so that a lot of hate for Rondale. Just to let you all know, he's got injured this week. He has an ankle injury. So that's why so that's what happened this week, guys.
Oh, is that why he's not in my playoff lineups?
Yeah.
Well, then that was also my Christmas presents excuse this week too. And I'm kind of disappointed that this hasn't been opened by anybody yet, but I'm going to rip open Jalen Waddle, wide receiver 13 on the season per our scoring, 86 receptions, 114 targets, 849 yards, 1,030 all purpose. And I'm really happy about it.
He was my hot toy of 2021. Coming in with the Tyreek Hill level hype and not being Tyreek Hill, but definitely living up to any hype that you put on him. And I know Dave has mentioned it several times, but I was not as high on him. As a matter of fact, I own, I want to say, two or three Devonta Smiths where I easily could add Waddle.
Mm.
I'm not regretting Devonta Smith, but Waddle's feeling awful nice.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. I own Waddle. No Waddle, yeah. Swags. No Waddle.
Yeah, I've got a decent amount of Waddle at this point. Like, I'm feeling pretty good, but...
You have him, I think, in GOATs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I picked Smith right before him. That's one of the leagues I'm talking about.
Traded away Rondale Moore for him and some other players, Dave. But you'd probably even do that now. Maybe. Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows?
But in all the commotion, opening up all those presents... I don't know where this came from, but I picked it up off the ground in all our wrapping paper. You know how, like, when presents, like maybe there's a candy cane stuck to the side of your present or something like that, and you're ripping it open, and maybe you don't want it, maybe you do, but it's there nonetheless as a little bit of an extra present. And that it ended up being Jarrett Patterson. And I think I'm going to keep it. I don't know if it was on one of your guys' presents or if you've seen it, but Jerick McKinnon on IR had a couple touches tonight with Gibson out again and
had a touchdown tonight.
Yeah. So I think it's a good time to see what Patterson has. McKinnon's contract's up at the end of the year. It might be a little bit too late just with all the running back injuries and the landscape that there was, but I planned on talking about this before the game.
Were you talking about JD McKissick?
Yeah. What did I say?
McKinnon.
I said McKinnon. Yeah, McKissick.
I was
that guy.
I was like, wait a sec. I had to go look at my database. I was like, wait, did he switch teams?
McKissick. But yeah, no McKissick. Sorry. But
I got one like that swag. If you want it, McKissick's
contract is up next year.
Yep. I hear
he's
you.
The player I'm talking about. So all that was true, but for McKissick.
I have a gift that, like, halfway through your gift opening process, you kind
of
said, did it
come out of one of my boxes? Because if you know,
no,
it's mine,
but it was,
it's
it was
mine.
Like, yeah, no, it was kind of like in the process where you're just kind of like, you're still in the evaluation mode, right? You're opening, you're probably like on the younger side. You're not an older kid. You're probably like, I don't know, 8 to 12, somewhere in the
like you
eight
opened
to,
up a sweater you don't want anybody to see.
No, it's like, it's a present that you opened up and you just kind of said, you know what? I'm going to go see if there's some cooler ones and then I'll come back to this one. And that's round six NFL selection, undrafted. I'm sorry, not undrafted, but drafted in the fourth or fifth rounds of most rookie drafts, Khalil Herbert. He was drafted around running backs like Jamar Jefferson, Jared Doakes, Larry Roundtree. He was RB11 weeks 5 through 8 when Montgomery was hurt, RB6 week 7, including a 100-yard game versus Tampa Bay at the time, NFL's number one defense. I think Khalil Herbert has proved his value as a 6th-round NFL selection, backing up David Montgomery.
I am curious, would you take anybody out of your pool, not Keyshawn Vaughn? You're stuck with Keyshawn Vaughn.
Tyler Johnson.
You would take Herbert over Tyler Johnson?
I would.
Dave, would you?
Yep, just because I'd rather have the running back. I think Tyler Johnson clogs up your roster.
Tyler Johnson clogs up your roster.
Hey, and then after this, you know, I've only gotten this RC, apparently this RCA electronic and these pair of jeans. So this presents have not been that exciting. But then all of a sudden your parents
grateful.
Reach.
You seem
grateful. Very grateful. It's not about the gifts. It's about the thought that's behind them and being with family, being with my friends at Rookie Fever, spending time with you guys before the holidays. So it's all that stuff. But then, you know, that's when your significant other pops down and proposes to you. They pull the Red Ryder out behind the chair. The bow's on the new SUV out in the driveway. That's Jamar Chase, baby. 10 over wide receiver, 10 overall. He screwed you in last week's playoff thing. So this is maybe it's a Ford or a GMC. So it's very bad. Needs a lot of repairs. But besides that, it's, you know, you can't beat 16 points per game. It's just a phenomenal season. And that's your big ticket, your bow, your car with the bow on top, Jamar Chase, baby.
Dave gave his wife his Christmas list. And even she was like, okay, are you sure this is Rondell Moore? And like, are you sure, Dave?
Hey, everyone
really
in my league,
what I want, like,
send them, baby. Send the trades. Send them.
I just
send
feel them. Like I can get you something better for like the same price. No, that is what I want.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Poor Dave. Is it Merry Christmas time?
It so is.
Do you have any final thoughts? You guys should try to do final thoughts talking at the same time, but not know what the other's going to talk about. And we'll try to tie it all together.
I don't like this game.
We're playing a game right now?
It's always a game.
I mean, it's a pretty cliche final thought, but I hope everyone enjoys time with their family. It's been a crazy year. Some people are like last minute things are being canceled because of travel restrictions or like someone's getting sick. We're not seeing my brother-in-law and his fiance. Oh, which has been a little bit of a bummer, but I just hope, you know, we're going to do the video, the Zoom stuff with them still, but I just hope everyone enjoys the time with their families, enjoy the people are healthy. And for those of you who have lost loved ones this year, I hope you can remember, talk with your family, remember the good times some of the good memories that you shared with them as well. Because that's what I'll be doing with my my family this year at Christmas, is thinking some good reminiscing about some good times with some deceased relatives.
Final thoughts from @FF_Spaceman. Finero didn't have any final thoughts @ArtBarkTV. Find Rookie Fever @ArtBarkTV and all podcasts everywhere. I am @SwagZilla0G. We are @RookieFever. Have a super amazing, happy holidays. Jokes aside, you guys are awesome. Appreciate you listening through this to the end. There's a reason we leave final thoughts at the end of the show, because they're you might not want them. Maybe they're too serious. Maybe yeah. It's something you don't want. Maybe it's just us goofing off. But nonetheless, like, we seriously appreciate you, and they'll probably always be at the end of the show if you want to fast forward to our amazing outro. It's going to always start at about 2:08 left in the show. So Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. I think we're back before next year.
Yep.
One more. And we are out. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you're long on a treat you ride. Rookie fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now. Who got the 101 style? He's never done this to before. And run for two to anyone. Size and speed just on real landing spot. Not ideal. Wait, what's this breakout? A full rookie fever stage. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my friend. I'll give a fever when we kiss it. Fever with our flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon. So who's got the fever? Cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever. So she got the fever. And he got the fever. No cure for the fever. So let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever. Thank God for the fever. What a lovely way you burn. Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever.